With a look at Radio K-Man's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. It's International Literacy Day, and in his message, Minister for Education, the Honourable Ralston Anglin, is celebrating progress being made in literacy across local schools.
Reading outcomes in our government primary schools have improved by 18.4 percentage points since 2022. That's according to our latest Key Stage 2 assessments. It's real progress, and it belongs to our teachers, our students, and the parents who read to their children at home.
As part of Literacy Day, Mr. Anglin encourages you to put down your phone and pick up a book today. In other local news, join the Council of Older Persons for an afternoon celebrating Cayman seniors and shaping policies that improve their quality of life.
The forum was put forward by the council in 2024, was our first one. It has gained a lot of momentum. Every year we bring it to a different venue because it has to be a bigger venue. This year it will be at the Indigo Hotel Ballroom because we have the capacity there for up to 300 persons. Okay. This is a free event for the public.
Department of Children and Family Services Cassandra Ferron tells Radio K-Man the third annual Aging Forum will bring together older persons, families, caregivers, health professionals, and government partners for a full afternoon of learning, connection, and celebration. This year's theme is Aging Well Together. The forum is September 26th from 12 to 7 p.m. at Hotel Indigo. Reserve your spot at eventbrite.com. In regional news, Caribbean Community Chairman and St. Lucia Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre is calling on Africa and the Caribbean to use their combined influence to push for sustainable development, climate resilience, and stronger support for vulnerable states. Making the fifth anniversary of CARICOM Africa Day, Pierre said the occasion underscores a shared commitment to a unified, forward-looking partnership. He noted that ties between the two regions have deepened since the first CARICOM Africa Summit in 2021, pointing to last September's signing of a CARICOM African Union Memorandum of Understanding as a major step toward closer cooperation. In other regional news, BVI Premier and Finance Minister Dr. Natalio Wheatley has departed the territory for meetings in Bermuda and the United Kingdom. A government statement said Wheatley is attending the annual Caribbean Overseas Territories Caucus in Bermuda from September 8th through the 10th, led by Premier David Burt. Leaders from the UK's Caribbean territories are expected to discuss shared challenges and opportunities for stronger collaboration. Wheatley will then travel to London for bilateral talks with the UK minister responsible for overseas territories from September 10th through the 12th. The government has not released the agenda or named the officials accompanying him. The BVI last hosted the Caribbean UK Overseas Territories Leaders Caucus at Scrub Island in October 2025. Now for a look at news elsewhere, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Britain has announced a ban on goods produced in Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank in what the Foreign Secretary, Ed Miliband, says is an attempt to save the two-state solution. Mr. Miliband accused the Israeli government of turning a blind eye to what he described as the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians by Jewish settlers. Britain is being joined by 10 European countries plus Canada. In response, the Israeli Foreign Minister, Gideon Saar, has said that Israel is shutting down the UK consulate in East Jerusalem. But the Palestinian Authority has welcomed the move as an important step. In other news, education authorities have expressed alarm about a regular survey which showed a dramatic decrease in school children's performance. The OECD study tests reading, science and maths performance in industrialised countries. Reading experienced the biggest fall amid increasing reliance on digital technology. Moscow says that Presidents Putin and Trump have had a constructive and frank phone call about the war in Ukraine. According to the Kremlin, Mr. Putin assured Mr. Trump that he has no hostile plans towards Europe. New York City has released tens of thousands of pages of previously undisclosed documents concerning air quality in the months following the September the 11th attacks on the World Trade Center. The documents indicate that city officials knew conditions around the site were unsafe due to toxic dust and airborne contaminants.
That will take us out of Radio K-Man's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.